been more of scientific discovery, more of technical advancement and material progress in your lifetime and mine than in all the ages of history.
Hi there, this is Matt Alder. Welcome to the January Roundup episode of the Recruiting Future podcast. If you've not listened to Roundup before, it's a short review of the episodes that I've published in the last month to make sure you don't miss out on the valuable insights my guests are sharing. So, after publishing 10 episodes in December, January has had more of a sedate pace as I took some time out to do some important planning for the year ahead. Amazingly, despite only publishing 3 new episodes, this month has broken all records for the number of people listening to Recruiting Future. The record month means the show is now very close to 2 million downloads. The normal cadence of 2 episodes a week will return for February, and thank you so much for your continued support. It really means the world to me. So, 2023 has begun in earnest. Uncertainty dominates, layoffs continue, and it seems that everyone has become obsessed with ChatGPT. At the same time, there are still talent shortages in many sectors, and it's impossible to sum up the state of talent acquisition in any kind of simple, generalised terms. What I think is clear, though, is the reinvention of talent acquisition is well underway, and it's being driven by a combination of economics, talent markets, data, and technology. It's going to be an interesting year, and I'm looking forward to keeping you up to date with the trends and latest thinking from around the globe. Anyone who's listened to the show, read any of my writing, or seen me present recently will know that I firmly believe technology-driven personalization is a forthcoming megatrend in talent acquisition and will be a key force that helps to define the future. A few months ago, I had the pleasure of sharing my thoughts on personalization at the Association of Talent Acquisition Professionals Global TA Day Conference. ATAP recorded the session, and I shared it as episode 489 of the podcast. In my presentation, I talk about the current art of the possible and adoption rate of personalization in TA. With reference to storytelling and behavioural science, I explained that personalization is a combination of automation and a focus on quality candidate, hiring manager, and recruiter experience. If you want to learn more about how you can achieve automated human-centric recruiting and use personalization for talent advantage in 2023, I would definitely recommend checking this episode out. A quick message from our sponsor, Wonolo. Hi everyone, I want to tell you about Wonolo. That's W-O-N-O-L-O. Wonolo stands for Work Now Locally. Wonolo enables businesses to find quality workers for on-demand, seasonal, short-term and long-term work. Ditch the bulky paperwork and interview process and use Wonolo to find quality workers fast and get work done even faster. With flexible workers and no platform fees, you can save on operating costs, meet demand, and maximise earnings with ease. Wonolo is available in over 100 markets, including Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta, New York, and Seattle. Get workers who are ready to work and spend less time finding them with Wonolo. Go to www.wonolo.com/pod. That's www.wonolo.com/pod and take the stress out of finding workers. On to the 3 guests that I welcomed to the show in January. All of them are practitioners, and they all shared some brilliant insights into some of the key issues facing talent acquisition in the current environment. The only things certain about talent acquisition in 2023 are uncertainty and more disruption. As companies deal with these complex times, what can TA leaders do to ensure their teams give their businesses maximum value? My first guest of 2023 on episode 490 was Jane Curran, Global Head of Talent Acquisition at JLL. Jane leads a large TA team firmly focused on driving value by advocating for responsible recruiting throughout their business. In the interview, we talked about building strong internal stakeholder relationships with finance and HR, and the importance of building flexibility in the model to ensure that you have the right size TA team. We also touch on TA's role in internal mobility. Internal mobility was the main theme of the conversation in episode 491. With so much disruption, TA leaders must be able to prove their value to their businesses. One area where we're seeing this happen is internal mobility, where the line between talent acquisition and talent management is getting a bit blurry as employers look at talent more holistically. My guest was Manjari Sinha, Global Director of Talent Acquisition at OLX. Manjari recently helped launch a successful internal talent marketplace called OLX Explore. In our conversation, she shared some of the strategies used to deal with significant challenges around internal mobility and has some advice to share with TA leaders who want to prove the value of their teams. Manjari also shared her thoughts on the future composition of a TA team. With the relentless coverage, comment and discussion about ChatGPT, it finally feels that there's a mainstream realization of the capability and impact of AI and automation. However, while Twitter threads, conference presentations and webinars are great for building awareness, there's no discussion on the complexities of implementing AI and the strategic foundations needed to ensure success. I'm actually starting to find it pretty frustrating. Endless tactical discussions and how-to content that goes out of date really quickly doesn't drive things forward. So, I was delighted to speak to Carl Lagunas, Head of Strategy and Principal Analyst at Aptitude Research, on episode 492. Kyle has recently authored a white paper exploring the current state of automation and AI and their future potential in talent acquisition. TA leaders need to think very carefully about strategy and implementation, and Kyle shares some valuable insights into our automated future. He really focuses in on the potential technology has to create richer, high-quality stakeholder experiences, something that dovetails with my presentation on personalization that I mentioned earlier. At the same time, Kyle pulls no punches about the poor quality of strategic thinking from TA around automation and the dangers of treating automation and AI as just another technology project. It's very clear that the TA teams of the future will need new skills and a longer-term strategic outlook built on a foundation of data analysis and optimization. A big thank you to Seekout, who sponsored the podcast during January. So, onwards into February. We will be celebrating the 500th episode of the podcast before the month is out. So watch out for some special content to mark the occasion. As ever, I have some excellent guests coming up, including Bruce Jackson, Associate General Counsel at Microsoft, Talent Acquisition Operations Specialist Mark Jenkins, Inclusive Recruiting Expert and Social Media Influencer Jessica Jones, Debbie Clement, VP of People at Pax8, and Graham Paxton, MD at Talent Advisory and Transformation Consultancy Carafi. If you haven't already, then make sure you're subscribed to the show in Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Finally, make sure you go to www.recruitingfuture.com to subscribe to my monthly newsletter, Recruiting Future Feast. Thanks very much for listening. I'll be back next time, and I hope you'll join me.
This is my show.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.